as most of you already know, Alyssa Mercante, the former senior editor of Kotaku that left on her own volition, but then apparently left because she was forced out, according to the lawsuit. I don't know. I can't make sense of her because she's lying somewhere with what she's telling people. But regardless of that, she's no longer at Kotaku. But for some reason, her longstanding obsession with me covering the professional video game industry with my professional coverage has taken it to a whole new level. It's now not just, oh, he's saying things that I don't like. It's, he's harassing me, and now I'm going to sue him because that's going to teach him. And oh, by the way, I'm going to make money off of this. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Smash JT. The situation has taken a turn that I could have never imagined. And that is the entire community coming together and not just meeting the goal of what I needed to pay Ron Coleman initially for this lawsuit, but completely blowing it out of the water. Initially for the Give Sun Go, I made a video talking about the situation. I made a tweet out there, and I had a lot of people in the community leading up to it saying, how can we help? We want to fund this for you. We want to put our money where our mouth is. We want to make sure that we stand for free speech and what's right in the game industry. And I was like, wow, okay, there's a lot of people that want to come together on this. Great, okay, maybe I can get a few bucks on it and put it towards it alongside the money that I have saved up, and we can try to fight this. And what happened after that, I could have never been prepared for. Hit that subscribe, give me a like, and check out smashjt.com for the full article talking about how now there are haters coming out of the woodwork that are just coping and seething with outrageous levels of jealousy that I would have never thought to see, but I shouldn't be surprised knowing with what we're dealing with out of some of these people. But before we even get to the haters, we need to talk about what's going on with the Give, Send, Go, because holy crap, this was blown out of the water. Like I said, initially it was a $25,000 request that I was hoping we could somewhat come close to. And as of recording this video, we're approaching double that. The Give, Send, Go account is upwards of nearly $50,000 in less than, what, 2 days? Like, what? That is absolutely bonkers. How many people have come forward, put their money where their mouth is, and says, yeah, we're not having any of this. We're here to back you. And if you need more, we'll be here for you at that point as well. And I genuinely cannot thank you guys enough. People I don't even know. No one's even asking for money back. They're not asking for anything in return. They're just coming up anonymously, dropping hundreds of dollars, sometimes in some cases, thousands of dollars at a time, not even putting their name down because they know the injustice that is happening here. And I'm just like filled with a lot of emotion because that is something I take very seriously. I don't want to just play around with people's money. Like when it comes to this kind of thing, I want to make sure I do it fully transparent. And I'm keeping you guys posted with what's transpiring along the way because you are in this with me and I am just maybe the figurehead of it. But this is a battle that is far bigger than just me. I posted to Twitter, for full transparency and gigantic thank you to the entire community, the first payment has been made to Ron Coleman in the amount of $25,000. While we don't know how far this case will go at present, this is the initial amount requested. Again, huge thank you to those who have already donated, if interested in contributed further, and I link the Give, Send, Go account there and then post a screenshot of the actual receipt that I received from paying Ron Coleman's law firm, the Dillon Law Group, and this was a one-time payment thus far of $25,000. And holy crap, guys, again, I cannot thank you enough. I don't know if I'd be able to do this without you. And I genuinely mean that. I was going to try. I was definitely going to try. I wasn't just going to lay down and take it. I was going to try, but I didn't know if I'd be able to really do it or how far I'd get with it. But now with the community behind me, I feel extremely empowered and there's nothing that's going to stop us. The response to the defense fund has been nothing short of insane. Within less than 3 hours of tweeting the campaign, the $25,000 goal was completely smashed. By the time I uploaded the video explaining the situation, the campaign already surpassed half that mark. Like, I tweeted out, hey, this is what I'm making a video on. This is what's going on. Here's the link. If you guys want to like get started on circulating this, that'd be cool. And I got to work on making a video. And by the time I uploaded that video, it was already like almost past the halfway point of the initial request. That blew my mind and proves to everyone that this is something much bigger than just me. As of recording this right now, the goal of $25,000 has been completely smashed. We're now at nearly $50,000. The generosity and support from so many of you has left me genuinely moved. From the countless anonymous donors to YouTube channels of all sizes covering the situation far and wide, the outpouring of support and solidarity has been overwhelming. And I genuinely can't thank you guys enough. And I know I've already said that like 30 times already, but I mean it. I really mean it. I don't know what I would do without you. While I'm optimistic that this $25,000 will cover the cost for at least now, especially if the anti-slap motion is approved and Alyssa's lawsuit is dismissed outright, which it should be, but lawsuits are inherently unpredictable. And with overwhelming support from major content creators and personalities in the gaming sphere, many influencers have advised me that I keep the fundraiser active right now to ensure that we're prepared for any potential escalations. Because if that does happen, this could quickly skyrocket way beyond what it's even at right now. Because I think anybody that's ever had a run-in with a legal issue and lawsuits would tell you that they're not cheap. And $25,000 is typically just the getting started price to get this thing tossed out. If it doesn't get tossed out, holy crap, strap in, because we're in for a big fight. But then we get to the haters of Smash JT and defenders of Alyssa Mercante, like Nick Calandra, among many other creators out there, who have, of course, predictably taken to social media to attack the fund and insult you, the gamers, the very people who have donated, because, of course, this is what people in the industry love to do, point the finger at the people that are buying the products. Yeah, it's been working out pretty well the past, I don't know, 6 months. Nick Calandra on Blue Sky. Alyssa is finally suing Smash JT, and he's running to GoFundMe to raise money for his legal fees and using his kids' college money to pay for it as of now. LOL. Like, okay, well, great journalism you got there, Nick Calandra. First off, no, I didn't go to GoFundMe this time because we had a run-in with you guys trying to take that down last time with the initial C and D that she sent me. So we're now over at Give Send Go, and it's been a much more pleasant experience, and you guys have no power there, and it's great. Everyone is just being able to contribute, and there's no fear about you guys being able to take it down. Then he follows it up with, oh, I made fun of Smash and the people giving him money. I deleted it later, but they had already seen it and made a video from it, apparently. They take being insulted and throwing their money away very seriously. I mean, don't you, Nick? Every time you quote unquote feel like you've been insulted, you spurg out, run to social media, and scream, Mommy, Mommy, they're making fun of me! Instead of taking a step back and just let it happen. Let people who want to spend their money in a place that they feel like is a right cause, to let them spend their money the way they want to. Why do these people always try to control how people spend their money, how they make their decisions, where they're allowed to go, what they're allowed to talk about, where they're allowed to post? Why are they so all about control? It's really fascinating.
This episode, we'll be talking about Smash JT's Go Send Go campaign. Here's my money for the war effort. I hate that woman with every cell in my body. So there's just a few of the gamers that are giving money to Smash JT. And in the end, those people are the losers. All that money could be spent for something more productive, something better in their lives.
But it doesn't stop at Nick Calandra. There's plenty of other people I've seen on social media, and even some very concerning posts on YouTube, specifically after Alyssa pushed my address out there and doxed me and my family for all to see. We're getting comments like The Rexer Show publicly stating, LMAO, this is great. And now I know Smash's address. Ha ha. I was just going to wait until I saw Trash JT in person to make fun of him and ask him about the video he did on me. But now, dot dot dot. I don't know, The Rexer Show. I make a lot of videos on a lot of people giving my opinions and feelings and thoughts of situations. This almost sounds like a direct threat that you're planning on coming to my house. Which should go without saying, but common sense isn't so common these days. Do not come to my house, okay? Very bad things could happen if that transpires, and I'd rather not have that happen. But this is the kind of stuff that I'm dealing with. Now that Alyssa has doxed my address, people feel very empowered and comfortable publicly talking about it. This is why you don't do stuff like that. But Alyssa already knows that, and that's why she did it. They can keep trying to intimidate, keep crying, and us, we will keep winning. The lawsuit has sparked something far bigger than I, or anyone else for that matter, could have ever imagined. It's awakened the beast from within the gaming community. While pathetic losers and detractors will inevitably always try to tear us down, the overwhelming support right here proves to anyone witnessing that we are still winning. This is a movement, a stand against those who try to silence our voices in the industry. To everyone who's supported this cause so far, genuinely thank you. I can't thank you enough. I will keep fighting as far as I have to and as long as I have to with something like this because I take it very seriously. I wasn't joking when I took gaming seriously and said I love gaming and it's been in my blood since I was born and I worked in the game industry and I have a YouTube channel talking about gaming and people keep calling me a fake gamer until the day I die. I'm going to be confused as why people say that, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because all that really does matter is I know me deep down inside. I believe who I am. I know who I am and people can try to take that down. It won't work because we all know if you're a gamer, intrinsically, it's inside all of us. The generosity and belief in me from the community has been supremely humbling, and I want everyone to know that I will never back down. But at this point, that's where we're at, and again, I can't thank you guys enough. Blowing this completely out of the water, and yes, it is still up for those that want to contribute more in case this lawsuit proceeds. But again, in the interest of full transparency, as of right now, all I've paid to Ron Coleman and all I owe to him for this situation so far is $25,000. It may not ever be anything more than that, and I'd love to think that's the case, but I also know the reality of legality and how these things can quickly spiral. So I'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much for watching, and as always, you stay smashing.
This man is not to be touched. Smash, Jay. Smash, Jay. Smash, Jay.